This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It may be an option for many Americans to work from home or telecommute during the COVID-19 outbreak, but for America's dairy farmer, that's not an option, as the cows must be milked. Dr. Mark Stevenson from the University of Wisconsin says that could be detrimental to the labor force.
For example, if you have worker that goes down, does that mean that all of your workers have to quarantine at home? And if that's true, what do we do to make sure the cows are being milk fed and cleaned on a regular basis? People need to think about that a little bit. We've also had some folks who have been saying that, you know, my farm workers have children at home out of school now, and, you know, they need to be watched. And I did hear from a farmer, too, that had talked about, you know, we're trying to make this a bring your kid to work day, you know, for some of them. So
that's Dr. Mark Stevenson from the University of Wisconsin. And similar to consumers buying up toilet paper, are farmers buying up hay? Hay farmer Ken Scramlin says that he's received a flurry of calls recently.
I mean, we're getting a lot of calls for hay, of course, and then a lot of it's just people buying, instead of maybe buying a two-week supply, is trying to buy a month's supply. I mean, everybody's definitely trying to buy ahead, obviously, because none of us know what restrictions may be put on us at some point. I think there will be some travel restrictions, obviously, of some type. With that being said, to some point, they're going to have to give us some exemptions, as everyone knows. I mean, I don't care what type of livestock you're feeding, they have to have feed.
That's hay farmer Kevin Scramlin. Now this.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Here's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue with a special message on this March 24th.
Hello, everyone. Today, as we celebrate National Ag Day, you know that we do so in very uncertain times. And during these times, one thing has remained steadfast, and that's America's farmers, ranchers, and producers. For the past half century, National Ag Day has played a key role in helping the American public understand where their food and fiber comes from and how important agriculture is to our national economy. Our farmers, ranchers, foresters, producers in America are feeding and clothing the world. Now more than ever, it's important that the American people remember that for all the food on those grocery shelves, that some farmer grew it. Our farmers are resilient, and during these uncertain times, they're still working day in and day out to produce what's needed for our growing population. Food is essential all year round, but in the face of a pandemic, it's critical the shelves remain stocked and supplies remain plentiful. President Trump's whole of government approach is ensuring food and essentials are constantly available. America's farmers and ranchers and those on the front lines in the food service industry are doing their part, and we are forever grateful. Today on National Ag Day, I challenge you, the American public, to keep our farmers, ranchers, and producers on their minds for all their work to provide us a safe, healthy, and abundant food supply. We owe them a great debt of gratitude. Thank you all, and stay safe out there.
That's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
For more news and archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. And for the latest news on COVID-19, information directly from the CDC can be found at coronavirus.gov. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.